For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Happy to have you with us today. A lot going on. And look, tomorrow, debate night, and we're going to have a great report from our good friend Robin Poffman in Atlanta, boots on the ground, and she's going to weigh in on how all of that is going down. There is a lot of scuttlebutt on Trump's VP pick, and Trump earlier said that whoever his choice is going to be, they're actually going to be in Atlanta for the debate. So late yesterday, word came out that Vivek Ramaswamy says that he is going to be at the debate in Atlanta. So a lot of people are now speculating that Ramaswamy is going to be President Trump's pick. And I don't think so. I don't think that's it. I think Trump is playing with us. And here's why. I think he's having a little bit of fun. I suspect we're going to see multiple VP choices showing up as surrogates tomorrow night in Atlanta. And there's really no reason for Trump to make the announcement tomorrow. There's really not. I think the storyline, and there are multiple storylines coming out of this debate. I think the storyline needs to be Joe Biden and his dementia. And if Trump goes out there and makes this all about his VP running mate and his selection choice, then that will consume the news cycle. And the Democrats know they're in a world of hurt with Joe. And I think the rest of the country needs to see that. Now, that's one angle. The other part of this is that not only is Barack Obama giving Joe Biden debate advice, so is Hillary Rodham Clinton, Mrs. Bill Clinton. Did you see she's got a new book coming out. Have you seen the book cover? Folks, I don't know who that woman is on the front of the book. That's not Hillary Clinton. I mean, that woman's had some work done. It looks like some sort of an AI-generated what Hillary Clinton would look like if she wasn't old and decrepit and wrinkled. You think it's really that coincidental that Hillary just announces, oh, I've got a book coming out in September? No, there are no coincidences in politics. None whatsoever. So all that to say, there's a lot happening. There are a lot of bells and whistles out there. There's a lot of speculation, but nobody really knows anything. I will say this. There are reports and there is rumbling, and I can confirm this information that is out there, that many wealthy donors and many establishment Republicans are pressing President Trump to select Nikki Haley as the running mate. And the attitude and the reason why these folks believe that Nikki Haley on the ticket would actually unify a splintered party right now. They believe that Nikki Haley has the ability to bring everybody together, bring the party together, so that even people like the Willard Mitt Romneys of the world would vote for a Trump ticket. So I'm going to throw this out there, ladies and gentlemen, because this is being given some thought. And many of the and by the way, you're going to be hearing this line on Fox News. If you haven't already, I try not to watch Fox anymore. But there are some of you out there that do. So you may have already started hearing this line that the only way to really unify the party and stop the Democrats, to stop the Marxists, is to put Nikki Haley on the ticket. Now, I want to throw this out there. If that happens, let me explain how this is all going to go down. If that happens and Trump wins, Trump will be impeached and removed from office. It may not happen in the first year, but by the second year of the presidency, the rhinos on Capitol Hill in the House and the Senate will do whatever it takes to remove Donald Trump and install Nikki Haley as the president of the United States. That's how that will go. But I may be wrong here, and I'm curious to hear from you. Do you think that's a good idea? Because right now, and hear me on this, right now, the Republican Party is fractured. Right now, the Republican Party is not unified. They're not. There's a lot of backbiting going on. There's a lot of fighting behind the scenes. I told you yesterday, and man, there are some folks riled up. I'll read an email from one of our listeners coming up after the break. But a lot of people are very concerned about what I shared yesterday with the Republican Party platform, and there are many in the party that fear there will be some changes made. Now, I got an email from the president of Eagle Forum, and I want to read this. This is from Kristen Ullman, and said, hello, Mr. Stearns. I'm going to be in Milwaukee for the GOP platform meeting to ensure that the platform is pro-life and pro-family, as my mentor and our founder, Phyllis Schlafly, did. She considered it one of her most important legacies. And she's spot on. As a matter of fact, had it not been for the work of Phyllis Schlafly and Eagle Forum, we would not have had a Ronald Reagan presidency. We would not be where we are right now. Now, she wrote a pretty lengthy piece, and I'm gonna dip in and out of this throughout the program. But the fact of the matter is, we cannot abandon our position on the life issue. And there will be others who say, well, we can't abandon our position on traditional marriage either. And I would agree with that. But first and foremost, we've got to get the issue of life down. And if we can't do that as a party, if we cannot agree that life begins at conception, if we cannot believe that all life is precious and created by Almighty God, then what's the point of having a party? So, again, there's just a lot of turmoil within the Republicans. And you better believe that the rhinos and the establishment wing of the party will take advantage of that. And one of the ways they're doing that is throwing out this idea that Nikki Haley is the only person who can unite all of us. All right, well, fine. If you're gonna put Nikki Haley's name out there, may as well put Mitt Romney's name out there. All right, 901-260-5926. You think this is a good idea? If this is what it takes to get Trump across the finish line, would you agree that Nikki Haley would be a good fit? 901-260-5926. Again, 901-260-5926. We have a great show lined up for you. Coming up in this hour, Congressman Ron Estes joins us. Also, Senator Rick Scott's going to be along, and our good buddy Dave Bratt. And we're going to be talking to our friends over at Duck Dynasty. That's right, the Robertson family, dropping by for a big event coming up, later on this weekend. All right, got to take a break. We'll be right back. Big tech, big government, and the progressives have done everything they can to silence truth and sanity. But there's a secret weapon out there that they can't touch. 1 year ago, a new digital streaming platform, the Real Life Network, was launched to provide a desperate world with much-needed programming free from the overreach and interference of government and media. Now, the explosive growth they've seen speaks for itself. In one short year, more than 100 programmers have jumped on board to provide content from podcasts and interviews to sermons and conferences to kid shows and feature-length films. I'm proud to be among them. As you can find, The Todd Stern Show and several of my interviews on Real Life Network. And get this, over 30 million minutes of programs that are free from the influence of secular agenda have already been viewed. Real Life Network can change your life, and it's free. So sign up now at reallifenetwork.com and receive a free digital download of Countdown, a book from Real Life Network founder Pastor Jack Hibbs. Welcome back, everybody. Happy to have you with us today. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. By the way, coming up this weekend, I'll be in Waterloo, Iowa, and Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and Vinton, Iowa. This all starts Saturday, noon to 3 at Iowa Fest. That's at the National Cattle Congress Pavilion in Waterloo. Going to be a lot of fun. They're going to have free food. Like, I heard the food is going to be spectacular. I'm going to be saying a few words. We'll be signing a lot of copies of the book, so would love for all of you folks in Waterloo and parts beyond to drop by. And then Saturday night at the Benton County Republican fundraising event, I'm going to have a lot of fun, do a Q&A, and do a lot of fellowshipping there at in Vinton, Iowa, at the Benton County Republican event. All the information, KXEL.com. That's KXEL.com. Also, just a heads up to prepare you folks, Salem, Oregon, we're going to be coming to town for a big book signing event as well. We're going to be telling you more about that. Our great friends over at KYKN behind that big adventure. All right, 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. So, again, the concern here is that the establishment and the wealthy donors, some of these wealthy donors, are trying to convince Trump that Nikki Haley is the perfect vice presidential running mate. Now, I'm curious to hear from you who you think Trump ought to pick. Now, Trump's got a name in mind, and whether or not he announces on Thursday, I don't know. I don't think he's going to do that, but I will say this, that if he – look, it doesn't really matter. People are going to be voting for Trump regardless. So the point of the VP is, who is the person who can carry the America First agenda? Nikki Haley can't do that. Nikki Haley cannot carry the America First agenda. Don Trump Jr., and I think he's got his dad's ear on this, said Nikki Haley served as the puppet of Democrat billionaires and warmongers. He said she would be a wonderful choice if his dad wants to get impeached within about 7 seconds of being sworn in. And it's a look, Don Jr. gets it. He understands what's going on. By the way, to Levin now reporting, the great one, Mark Levin, a huge last minute desperate push behind the scenes by wealthy GOP donors and rhino corporate media for Trump to choose Nikki Haley for VP running mate. I just don't see it. There's a lot of bad blood there, and it's on her end. She went out there, you know, Trump was very gracious to Nikki Haley and had all sorts of kind and wonderful things to say. But then guess what happens? She turns around and she shivs the former president, for crying out loud. It's unacceptable. Absolutely unacceptable. So, yeah, I know that maybe the Koch brothers and all these other folks out there, the big money folks, I'm sure they like Nikki Haley, and I know the military-industrial complex, they love her. She's ready to blow everybody to smithereens. But the reality is, I'm not sure this moves the needle, and honestly, I think Haley on the ticket hurts Donald Trump. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. Here is Vivek Ramaswamy. And he's weighing in on the CNN debate rules, cut number 8.
I'll also tell you something I told President Trump, and I'll tell you as well, is I give him a lot of credit for doing this debate on the terms that were effectively set by Biden. Mm-hmm. Hosted by CNN in Atlanta without a live audience would be mm-hmm. the equivalent of Joe Biden agreeing to do a Fox News-hosted debate in Alabama with 3,000 live audience members. Mm-hmm. So I give Donald Trump a lot of credit for that. If you're going to lead the country, you got to be able to show up, and that's exactly what he's doing.
Mm-hmm. It's true. It's true. By the way, there 16 debate coaches And they're actually spending a good chunk of the time making Joe stand up for 90 minutes straight. And I don't know, do they have some sort of like a torture chamber there at Camp David? Where are they using a cattle prod? What exactly are they doing to keep Joe, you know, when he wanders off, do they shock him? Maybe that's, you know what, I would do a full security sweep. Maybe they've got like a little circle, and if he steps out of the circle, as he is prone to do, like he gets tased or something. There's some sort of like, I don't know, some sort of device attached to his thigh. Let's go to the phone lines here, 901-260-5926. Let's start today in Jackson, Tennessee, home of the beautiful Casey Jones Village. Carol, what's going on?
Yes, I just wanted to give my opinion on Nikki Haley. I am against Nikki Haley. I don't like her. I think she is stabby in the back, and I don't trust her at all. And I don't like Mitt Romney. I don't like Christie. There's so many up there that are the old guard, I call them. I don't like any of them.
Carol, who do you like? Who do you like, Carol?
Well, of course, I really like Trump. And I like DeSantis. And I like Greg Abbott. And I like Ted Cruz. And I like Tom Cotton. And I like Hagerty. And there's several. I can't remember all the names that I do like, but I just, some of those up there I just do not trust. And it would be, I just hate to see him even embrace Nikki Haley at all. I could not tolerate her.
Yeah, and Ramaswamy, he's being talked about. My only thing with Ramaswamy is nobody heard of this guy up until he decided to run for the White House. That's my only little, he's saying all the right stuff, but he kind of comes across as a car salesman.
Well, maybe he hasn't been up in the public eye long enough to know who he really is. You know?
Could be. Carol, it's a good thought. Go ahead, finish your thought.
That's all I have to offer. I just wanted to let you know.
Well, Carol, I'm glad you did. Give us a holler back. I like the way you think. Thanks for that, Carol. Let's go to North Carolina, James. All right, James, who do you like?
I like J.D. Vance, man. Have you seen Hillbilly Elegy? Have you watched that movie?
Oh, yes.
Where he came from?
I think if people know that story, James, I think that you're going to see blacks and Hispanics voting in droves.
I mean, he came from the bottom of nothing, man. His mama was a heroin addict, and he put himself through Yale, went in the military, became a lawyer. I mean, I know he's young, but maybe that's what they need. I mean, I like him, you know, and I don't like Nikki Haley because, you know, she talks out both sides of her mouth. I do like Byron Donald, too. If they want to pick somebody that's black, you know, he'd be a good person for that. But of all the people, I don't know that Bertram dude. I've never, you know, he's got good hair, I guess. But if you want to, the guy from California, what's his name? The governor, he's
Newsom.
Got some of that hair, you know.
Yeah, Newsom.
But, yeah, Newsom hair. But J.D. Vance, man, he came from nothing, man. And, I mean, he's impressive as far as I'm concerned. You know, he's self-made, and he came from Appalachia, and people don't really realize how many poor white people there are out there, too, you know, going through hard times. And I think he would be a great vice president, and he's young, too. You know?
Yeah, he's, 39 years old. By election day, he would be 40. Look, Obama was a young guy. So, that's not a big issue for me. You know, James, it's interesting you mentioned that, though. When I was a green reporter, fresh out of school, my first job, I was reporting up in Appalachia, and it was just shocking. I had never been exposed to that kind of poverty. There are families, and you're right, most of them are white. Many of them, at that time, this is back in the mid-90s, still had dirt floors in their homes.
Oh, yeah, I've been back in the hollers, man.
So you know.
Deer horns nailed to the front door and the junk cars in the yard.
Yeah.
Them people don't get much. But I tell you what, those people won't ask for help. Them some proud people live back up in them mountains, man.
It's true.
You know, and they don't ask for help. You know, they take care of themselves and their own. And I've done some work up there. And a lot of them places,
hard-working
man.
Folks, James. Hey, James, I got to run. The computer's going to cut us off, sir, but appreciate you calling in. 901-260-5926, our number. Who do you think the VP ought to be? We'll be right back, America. Thanks to the good people at American Hartford Gold, I'm able to bring you this urgent message. Inflation is on the rise again. The dollar is in danger of collapse, and an overheated stock market could crash at any time. The upcoming election is only adding to the chaos. That's why you should contact the good folks at American Hartford Gold to help you safeguard your financial future with physical gold and silver. You can diversify your savings with precious metals delivered right to your door or in a tax-advantaged gold IRA. Protect your retirement from a collapsing dollar and crashing stock prices. Call 855-913-1133 or text Todd to 65532 today for a free gold and silver informational kit. And if you call now, they'll send you up to $15,000 of free silver on qualifying purchases. Gold has hit record highs and keeps climbing. So call 855-913-1133 or text Todd now to 65532 for your free informational kit today. Folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Happy to have you with us today. Don't forget, 5 o'clock Eastern tonight, you can watch my show on Newsmax. Hogan Gidley is going to be joining us. Also, Robbie Starbuck has the very latest on this tractor supply story. That's a weird, bizarre, bonkers, crazy story. We're going to tell you all about that. Hang tight if you're on the phone lines. We're going to get to your calls as well. Right now, though, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Say hello to our good friend, Congressman Ron Estes from the 4th Congressional District in Kansas. Congressman, hope you're doing well today.
I'm doing well, Todd, and thank you for letting me be on and talk to you today.
So, Congressman, before we jump into all of this, with your great op-ed in National Review, the debate is tomorrow night. What do you want to hear from President Trump?
You know, I think one of the important things that we're going to see in a debate this election cycle that is different than 4 years ago is each President Biden and President Trump will bring their records to the plate. And we'll see what 4 years of President Trump produced and you know, the increase in jobs and increase in economic growth and reduction in regulations versus what we've seen out of President Biden of increasing inflation and the burden on everybody and the lack of secure borders and just all of the trouble and the problems that have been caused with the regulatory environment that President Biden's done. And I think it's going to be a very different contrasting appearances between the two. And I think it's really going to stand out, you know, that Americans were better off 4 years ago than they are today.
Who do you like as VP? Folks have been talking about Nikki Haley and that wealthy donors are trying to get her on the ticket. Do you have somebody that you think the president ought to pick?
Well, you know, there's a lot of good Republicans to pick from. I'll tell you the pick that I, and it's kind of a sentimental favorite, is, you know, my predecessor, Mike Pompeo, who was, you know, he was a congressman here in the 4th Congressional District before I had this seat, and then went on to have great services as CIA director and Secretary of State. I think he would be a great vice president as well.
Mike, all right, we've got you down for Pompeo, so that'll go well in the 4th Congressional District. I have no doubt about that. And actually, right. He's got the resume to be a VP. He's got a resume to be a president.
He certainly does. He's done so much good service for the country. I mean, in the Army and then in the private sector and then back in Congress and in the State Department. And so, you know, Mike and Susan are friends and they're just great people. And I would heartily endorse them as being the VP for President Trump.
All right. Congressman, yesterday I was running around. I didn't have a chance to grab lunch, so I had something ordered, sent over to the studio. It was Chick-fil-A, 12-piece nuggets, a little thing of the mac and cheese, and one of their delicious and refreshing berry drinks. It was over $30, Congressman, over $30. And I'm wondering, was I a victim yesterday of Bidenomics? Is that what's going on here?
Yeah, President Biden brags about Bidenomics, but you know, the American people see Bidenomics as the pain and suffering that they're inflicted on them. You know, you look at prices on average have gone up 20% since President Biden came into office. And it's even worse on the day-to-day things, the things when you go to the grocery store, when you go to the gas pump, or when you go to a restaurant. And it's the pain and suffering that people are feeling. We're seeing it when we do polling with folks that the economy and inflation is just a burden on them. And it's cumulative. The Biden administration is trying to say, oh, well, inflation is down year over year from what it was a year ago. But the problem is it just means it's less of a burden that's being added over the past year on top of the big burden that was already been added on in the year before and the year before that.
So I'm just curious, Congressman, there in Kansas, I mean, I know you've run the numbers and you mentioned this in your piece. I mean, how much are how much are Kansans paying more each month since 2021?
Yeah, I mean, the Joint Economic Committee here from Congress has estimated that Kansans are paying $1,000 or more per month for the exact same groceries, the exact same gas, the exact same apartment or house that they live in. And, you know, since President Biden came into office, that's cumulative added up to about over $25,000 more that they've had to pay out. And it's just a burden that people can't, you know, they have to make those tough decisions between groceries and going to the doctor or getting clothes for your kids to go back to school. And those are the issues that affect everyday people in their pocketbook.
Congressman, so let's say Trump gets elected. How quickly will we see inflation come down and the prices go down?
You know, I think part of the problem is President Biden's set so many bad things in place. So it's going to take time to unwind some of those. Some of it's driven off of just pure spending. And obviously we can focus on that. When the government goes out and spends all this money, then it drives up demand for, you know, the goods and services that are out there. So it raises prices. But some of the regulatory burden that President Biden's put in place, President Trump and the House and the Senate are going to have to unwind when we come into office. Also, the devastating attack that President Biden has put on the energy economy for the United States. Everybody is affected by the price of gas, and it's higher now, and it has consistently been higher since President Biden went into office, because he literally went out and attacked American energy independence. And so it shows up in the cost of food. It shows up in the cost of everyday goods, you know, whether you're buying furniture or other things. And so that takes time to start back up that great American energy independence that we had prior to President Biden coming into office. So there's a lot of work that we're going to have to do. And some of it will be short term. Some of it will take a little bit longer.
I thought it was interesting, and going back to the day, I think this was a couple of months ago, I think in April, when Secretary Janet Yellen was appearing before Ways and Means, and you asked her a very important question about inflation. What did you ask her, Congressman?
Yeah, it really highlights their lack of understanding of the impact. When they brag about Bidenomics and brag about what they've done, you know, back in 2021, when the Biden administration was starting to get warnings, not just from Republicans, but Democratic economists too, that inflation was going to be a problem, the buzz line from the Biden administration was, oh, it's transitory. And so I asked Secretary Yellen about, I mean, why did you use that word transitory? And you know, now that we've had 3 years of much higher inflation, you know, what word would you have used instead of transitory? And she really couldn't come up with a word. And so I tried to prompt her a little bit with some of the things that I'm hearing from Kansas, is that, you know, it's painful, or it's crippling, or it's hindering their pursuit of the American dream. And it really is just reflective of how out of touch the Biden administration is.
Well, speaking of out of touch, I don't know if you saw the interview. She was asked whether or not she was seeing inflation at her local grocery store, and she said, no, everything's fine. This woman is worth more than $20 million. I find it very hard to think that she's shopping down at the Piggly Wiggly.
Yeah, and I just, again, they don't feel it because they're so well off. I mean, it's kind of they're making these policy decisions that are affecting everyday Americans. I mean, there's 340 million of us American citizens that are here, and we've got to take care of our families and don't live the lifestyle of the elite that some of these decision makers in the Biden administration do. And it truly is a burden on so many people across America.
So Congressman, you're telling me you don't have like a secret, you know, freezer in the back of the house with the high dollar ice cream like Pelosi?
No, I don't have one of those, you know, multi-thousand dollar refrigerator freezers like former Speaker Pelosi does and stuffed with ice cream. I've got to worry about, you know, how do I get the hamburger so we can make spaghetti for dinner?
Well, there you go. Got to get that hamburger helper there. All right, Congressman, we really appreciate the great work you're doing. Folks, it's a great column. I got to read it over at nationalreview.com, and we have a direct link over on our live show blog. Congressman, thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Todd. I appreciate being able to talk about this.
All right, Congressman Ron Estes from good old Wichita, Kansas, KQAM, our great affiliate there, the big talker in the great state of Kansas. Hey, by the way, folks, we have a poll right now over on our website. If you go to the live show blog where you can actually watch the Rumble TV version of our show, we want to know, is Nikki Haley a good pick for President Trump as VP? You can actually cast your vote there in our poll by going to toddstearns.com. All right, real quick, before we go to break, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Conley, Arkansas. Toad Suck Scott is on the line. Hey, Toad Suck, it's been a while.
Hey, Todd, how you doing, sir?
I'm good. Hope you are, too.
I'm wonderful. You know what? Real quick, because you're going to have a commercial coming up. Number one, no Nikki Haley. She's worse than Mike Pence, okay? So, and then two, I would say Tom Cotton or Tim Scott. Here's the thing about Ramaswamy. I love him. I love his what he can say. I love his thinking. But let's be honest, and I got to be honest, a lot of people have a problem with he is a practicing
Hindu.
Hindu. Yeah, and you got to – that's a problem with a lot of people. And so I don't know about that. I think that's the only flaw I see in him. I think he's great.
You see, Toad Suck, let me explain this to you. I don't know if you saw what happened over the summer with the United Methodist Church and the freak show that denomination's become. I think I'd rather have a Hindu than a Methodist.
You're probably right. I like Tim Scott. And
being
I like
honest.
Tom Cotton. I really do. I like Tom Cotton and Tim Scott. I think one of those would be great.
All right, we've got you down here, Toad Suck, and I hear you on Ramaswamy. I will say this though, and this really angered Nikki Haley because that's not her real name. It's not Nimrod. What is it, Namrata? Wait a second, Dieter. Yeah. Dieter, fact check me on that. I don't think it's Nimrod. I'm fairly certain that's not it. Anyway, all that to say, Toad Suck, is that. He called her out because she's not using a real name. She's not using the birth name. And, you know, and I get it. And he's using his real name. He could have been Victor.
I get it. You know, but then also I have to look at what the senator just said. He made a great choice. And that's but I still go with Tom Cotton or Tim Scott. Those are my two favorites.
I got you to, it's
like
not Nimrod.
It's like this, Todd. It don't matter. Nimrata. People have made up their mind. They've made up their mind to vote for president.
Let me ask you this, Toad. So does it really bother you? I mean, are you really, is your vote for Donald Trump hinging on who he picks as the VP?
Not a bit. Not one iota.
There you go.
And that's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter, to be honest.
All right, Toad Suck, got to leave it there. Appreciate the call, and thanks for listening. Give us a holler back one of these days. We do a number of our listeners, by the way. We get a lot of new listeners, and people are like, wait, Toad, what? No, some people have nicknames. So if you've got a nickname, you can call in, and we'll get you on the air with your nickname. Oh, her name, Dieter, it's not Nimrod. It's Nimrata. Whoops. I apologize. That's just inappropriate. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. We'll be right back. You might have heard Mike Lindell of MyPillow no longer have the support of their box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. They've been part of the cancel culture, so they want to pass the savings directly to you by having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a one-product company. With the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products, some you may not even know about. To get the word out, I want to invite my listeners to check out their $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Their six-pack towel sets, $25. Brand-new four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, just $25. And for the first time ever, the premium MyPillows with all-new Giza fabric, just $25. Orders over $75 will receive free shipping, too. This amazing offer won't last long, so go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code STARNS or call 1-800-839-8506 today. That's promo code STARNS. All right, looking forward to the 4th of July. It's going to be a lot of fun. One of the really cool things they do in over in West Tennessee, we have this town called Collierville. Collierville, Tennessee, one of the prettiest southern towns out there. And they know that there are so many other things happening on the 4th of July, so they actually do their fireworks display and their big event on July 3rd. So you kind of get to double dip, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And look forward to seeing a lot of people down there in Collierville on the square. But anyway, we're going to be doing the big cookout, and we're the Stearns family. We're big when it comes to beef. We're not vegetarians. We're not vegans. And so anyway, we're going to be grilling up some delicious backyard butcher burgers over the holiday. And you say, what the heck is a backyard butcher burger? Well, you got to go to backyardbutchers.com/Todd and check out their incredible selection of beef. A Backyard Butchers, Christian, conservative, based in Texas, and all of the beef, the cows, grass-fed, grain-finished. There's something about eating an American cow. You know, it's just the beef is good. What do you want me to say? Our cows are better. And that's why we're the most exceptional nation on the planet. So backyardbutchers.com, you're going to save an additional 20% off the entire order. Got to use my code Todd. You can also subscribe, and they'll, like, mail you monthly beef. And I don't know about you, I don't mind getting beef in the mail. They're going to give you an additional 10% off that, and they're going to throw in free shipping. But you got to use my code, Todd. That's Backyard Butchers or backyardbutchers.com. All right, let's go to the phones here. Maryland, Mike, who do you like for VP?
Hi, Todd. I like J.D. Vance for VP for three reasons. The first, he's 100% pro-life. He believes that our Lord Jesus Christ creates life at conception, and he understands that just 22 days after conception, unborn babies have a heartbeat. Secondly, he has military background.
Yeah.
He served in the Iraq War. And third, he's a lawyer, and I'm impressed with that. Hopefully, he's been loyal to President Trump all along. Would you know anything about that?
No, well, he wasn't originally, but he came around, as did a lot of people, Mike. And in all fairness, I was a Ted Cruz guy way back in 2016. So, you know, I'm one of those people. But I believe that Trump believes in loyalty, but he's also a forgiving person. And I think if you demonstrate over time, you know, that you're supporting the president, you're supporting his agenda, you know, I don't necessarily have a problem with that. What about you?
Well, I agree with you, and so that I throw my support behind J.D. Vance. I'd like to see him as vice president.
Mike, we got you down. So two votes for J.D. Vance today so far. And by the way, folks, you can go and cast your vote over at ToddStearns.com. Just click. It's the top story on the page. Click on that and you will scroll down and you'll see the poll there. And we'll be sharing those polling results throughout the next hour of the program. All right. Again, our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Coming up, Robin Poffman is boots on the ground in Atlanta. She's going to give us the very latest there. Also, our good buddy Dave Bratt's going to be here from Liberty University. And a little bit later on, Duck Dynasty. The whole crew's going to be here talking about their big faith, family, and freedom event. That's coming up in just a couple of days, June 30th. There in Louisiana. Folks, also do not forget, head over right now to our website during the break and get yourself a signed copy of my brand new book, President Trump Says. This book is a must read before the 2024 presidential election. The name of the book, Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? Yes, America can be saved, and I show you how we can do it in the pages of Twilight's Last Gleaming. And it's a funny book, too. It really is. All right, gotta take a quick break here, folks. Hang tight. We'll be right back. This is the Todd Stearns Show.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Stearns.
Oh, wow. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. So happy to have you with us. Wow, do we have a lot going on. Now, let me explain what's going to happen this week. We've got the debate tomorrow. And I'll be on the road heading over to Iowa in advance of Iowa Fest. But we'll be doing the show, broadcasting the show from the great studios of KXEL, our great affiliate in Waterloo. So any of you Iowa folks out there, we're going to need some good food recommendations. I understand you guys do what? Corn and pig, right? Pork and corn. So anyway, we will take whatever kind of suggestions you have on dining out there in Waterloo, Cedar Rapids, and Benton County, Iowa. They're keeping me pretty busy out there over the next couple of days. Going to be a lot of fun. We'll be telling you more about that later on. Right now, before we go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, we have a brand new caller. Let's welcome onto the program Shirley from Oklahoma. Hi, Shirley. How are you?
Just fine, thank you.
Shirley, the studio audience is applauding you. What part of Oklahoma, Shirley?
I'm in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
In Tulsa, not too far from our great affiliate in Bartlesville. Great town, good people out there, Shirley.
Yes, it is, yes.
Shirley, how can I help you, Shirley? You called into the program. What can I do for you today?
Well, I was just wondering about this email I received about the RNC about to embrace gay marriage.
Now, tell me about the email. Was that an email that I sent you, or did someone else send it to you?
I beg your pardon?
Did I send that to you, that email, or did you get it from someone else?
No, it came from you.
Oh, it did. Okay. All right. I just wanted to make sure. I didn't know if anybody else was out there sharing this info, because yes, surely there are conversations being had among RNC committee members about changing the party platform when it comes to issues like gay marriage and the pro-life issue.
Are they changing the party then?
That's what it looks like. How would you feel if that's the move the Republicans are making here?
Well, right now I don't even donate to the Republican Party. They've done so many stupid things. I can't endorse them anyway like that. And I also am...
Shirley, let me ask you this. I guess you've been a longtime conservative. Is that right?
Right.
And
yes.
When it comes to Donald Trump, are you on board the Trump train?
Well, I am, but I see some things now where he might be choosing Haley, and I will not vote for him with that. And also, I think he's a very bad choice. He doesn't understand people that he's around. I don't understand why he's a good guy, but he just does not pick right people. Seemed like in his last, when he was president before, he always picked these guys that turned out to be rhinos.
It's a great point, sure. I mean, look, that is an issue. And I think even President Trump has acknowledged that some of his picks were not the greatest in the world when it came to filling up the administration and the cabinet.
I don't think so. No, they aren't. And now the Republican Party are getting left behind.
Yes.
I feel like I am anyway. So anyway, that was just, I wanted to make sure that that was true. They were going to change that and embrace gay marriages. That bothers me.
So I take it, you're not in favor of lesbians getting married, I take it, Shirley?
No, I am not.
I'm not surprised. I hear you. Look, here's the deal. Shirley, I want you to keep listening to the program. The good news here is you have a say in this. You can call your local Republican Party and you can tell them to hang on to the platform as it is now. So, Shirley, give us a call back one of these days. And thank you for listening to us out in beautiful Tulsa. That's Oral Roberts University country, ladies and gentlemen. So, big, big school. All right, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good friend Robin Poffman hanging out in Hotlanta. Hey, Robin, how's it going?
Good. Can I address Shirley?
I please do, yes.
I would say to that, I'm going to say something that might sound outrageous to some people, but this is really my truth. This is really how I see it, Todd. You're not going to have time to be gay or straight or anything else if we are under another terrorist attack or attacks. And I am looking at the TV right now and watching that there is new news at this hour that at least 400, and I think that that's, you know, an underestimation, ISIS-related terrorists that DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, is actually confirming that have crossed into this country. ISIS terrorists who we went to stomp out after 9/11. George Bush, we hear you. The rest of the world will hear all of us soon when he stood on the pile with his infamous, the famous megaphone. And a lot of these social issues, I know that they are important to people, but I have to tell you, far and above the social issues for me personally, having been in 9/11, watching people go out the window, having been there in 93 when radical Islamic terrorists put a truck bomb underneath the building, hoping to topple the towers back in that very cold, snowy day of February of 1993. I have to tell you, Todd, that the social issues, while extremely important, are not in my top five.
So what's the number one issue in Robin Walensky's presidential playbook?
I'm now married, so the Robin Poffman playbook is border security, border security, border security, border security, border security. Those are my top five.
Wow.
And then everything else.
And then everything.
Yes.
No, but to your point, I mean, if there's a giant mushroom cloud over New York City, at that moment, you're not going to be thinking pro-life or pro-choice. I get it.
Yeah, that's just where I'm at. And I remember how I felt in 1993, I was a very young reporter at the time. I remember sitting and filing radio reports. I was wearing a skirt that day, sitting on a snow pile. Bill Clinton never coming to New York City to say this was a terrorist attack on America. Janet Reno, our then attorney general, the same. They never declared it a terrorist attack on America. And so now you have Mayorkas, the Homeland Security Secretary. I mean, just saying those words makes me sick to my stomach. But he's, you know, holding this news conference today in Tucson, Arizona, you know, blowing smoke, lying if words are coming out of his mouth. And he has allowed all of this at the direction of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to allow all these terrorists to come into our country. Well, what do you think is going to happen? These people are fools, Todd, and I'm angry and I'm upset about it. And I actually today, it's interesting that I'm on your air today, but I have been tackling liberals I know one person at a time. And some of the folks are Republicans like Shirley that, you know, don't want to vote for Trump for XYZ reason. But the alternative is way worse. So you better choose the lesser of the two evils and get on board the Trump train, because another 4 years of this, we're not going to make it as a country. I'm telling you.
Well, my concern, Robin, is, and we don't know what's been coming across that border. We just really don't know. And thank God they caught these guys. The eight men from Tajikistan. And these guys actually had ties to ISIS. But my concern is that we have multiple October 7th style attacks in this country leading up to Election Day.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. But the newest new news is that Fox is reporting that beyond the eight, there's now 400 that are confirmed with loose ties or ties to ISIS. This has just been released in the last half hour. And I'll tell you, if they're saying eight is too many, 400 is too many, 1,000 is too many, 1 is too many. And they could repeat, God forbid, the 10-7 October 7th terrorist attack in Israel. That's a possibility. What went on in Russia at the concert where they killed all those people? What was it, only two to four terrorists tops? Took out a whole stadium of people, murdering them at a concert. Think about this, 19 hijackers, not with guns. The left is so concerned about guns. 19 hijackers armed with box cutter knives took down 4 airplanes and hijacked our planes. Do you think that can't happen again, that we can't pay off people, God forbid, working at the airports, that they don't have folks that have infiltrated like they did all those years ago? Nothing would surprise me, Todd. Nothing.
And you know what gets me about all this, Robin? You got Chris Wray, the FBI director, and how many times has he been testifying before Congress? And you know, the whole, you know, we're really concerned, we are facing a dire threat. They've known about this all along, and yet they have done nothing to secure the border. How many times have we had lawmakers on this program, and they say it's not a matter of if, but when? So if everybody on Capitol Hill knows the threat that's here, and yet we do nothing about it, we do nothing to secure the border, at that point, you have to be asking your question, all right, why is it that the Democrats want this to happen? I mean, why is it that they want these individuals in the country? Why do they want these attacks to happen?
Because the agenda and the Democratic votes is more important than your life and mine. That's really the bottom line. They are willing to sacrifice American people so there could be Democrat votes forever in this country, backed by the money of George Soros and others. And that's really the agenda. They don't care. They don't care who dies. They don't care who gets killed. The number one thing, if I was in charge, by the way, if today I was the Homeland Security Chief, Robin Poffman here, okay, if I went from correspondent to head of Homeland, the number one thing I would do is move security at the airports out to the street like El Al does it out at JFK in New York. Our most vulnerable area in this country is U.S. airports, large and small. And anyone who doesn't see that, and anyone who doesn't understand that our airports have become malls of America in every single city, is a fool's fool. Because that's what needs to be done ASAP.
Robin, real quick, and we're going to get you on later on in the week to do a debate analysis here. What are you expecting to see happen tomorrow at the presidential debate in Atlanta?
I think it's going to be 90 minutes of, you know how we always talk about people who get their 15 minutes of fame? I think it's not going to be an everlasting. Whatever happens, it's going to be just in that moment. I think we're going to see Jacked Up Joe. He'll be on something, standing there for 90 minutes. It's going to be more of the same. I mean, we're in the middle of summer here. Ahead of the 4th of July, Todd. I know a lot of friends and family members who are literally at the beach and checked out on vacation. People like you, people like me, we're paying attention. Your people in your audience, caller Shirley, who sounds like a lovely lady in Oklahoma, people like that, we're tuned in, but I think the average person is going to end up hearing sound bites and little clips on X or Facebook or on the, you know, the evening news, and they're not going to get the full essence of the 90 minutes unless they watch it from A to Z. I don't think it's going to move the needle. I think that we all know that Joe Biden is old and is going to be jacked up on something, whether it's, you know, Diet Coke and a Milky Way or something else. And I think that Trump will be more in the box. I think if he's taking the advice of people like Kellyanne Conway and Newt Gingrich and others of that ilk, that he will be calmer. He won't be triggered no matter what they do, cut his mic or whatever. If it was me, I would just walk out of there. If they started, like, you know, cutting off my mic, I'd be like, you know what? Screw this. I'm gone.
I love it.
Sure he'll stay for the 90 minutes.
All right, Robin, we got to leave it there. Great intel as always, and we'll be checking in with you. It's going to be a great night. Looking forward to it.
Can I tell you one last nugget?
Yeah, real quick.
Some of the local Republican clubs here in Georgia plan on putting like welcome Trump signs on some of the highways over all of our disgraceful graffiti in downtown Atlanta.
Really? Oh, that's going to be nice.
I have a few emails about that. We'll see if it happens.
Okay. All right. Good stuff. Robin, got to run. Appreciate it.
Of course.
All right. Robin Poffman, everybody, in Atlanta for tomorrow's presidential debate. All right. Hang tight. We do have to take a quick break, going right to the phones when we come back. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Did you know that oil, coal, and natural gas are not the climate villains that the legacy media asks us to believe that they are? Did you know that 8 billion people will eat just today because fossil fuels ran the sophisticated machinery that produced all the food necessary to do so? Or how they power the complex heating and cooling systems to keep people alive through extreme temperatures? What would you do without AC or heat? Fossil fuels have literally been the hero in the prevention of billions of deaths and the extension of life. I'm Kevin McCullough, and I want you to know the facts. Please go to oilfacts.com and get educated today on these critical facts, the need for American energy, and what we can do to keep billions more catastrophic deaths from happening. These facts are irrefutable. Oilfacts.com. That's oilfacts.com. These facts are brought to you by Prairie Operating Group, dedicated to safe and responsible production of American energy.
Let's get right to the phone lines, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Let's go to James in Minnesota. Hi, James. What's on your mind?
Hey, I want to talk about the VP. But first, I have a strike before I have an endorsement. Can I give you my strike?
Sure.
Somebody I really liked and was intrigued with was Tulsi Gabbard. I noticed that she was not vetted in the last group. But recently I heard an infomercial on Tulsi, who absolutely endorsed the right for, to gays to marry, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm striking Ms. Gabbard. My endorsement, can Trump pick someone that's not black? Todd, I don't think so. He's built so much momentum in the black community and is so favorable in the black community. I believe the VP has got to be black. So between the two that are eligible, I prefer Byron Donalds, but I don't know how the same state thing works. Can you explain that?
Well, yeah, and there is some scuttlebutt over whether or not it means what it says it means. Now, the long-term interpretation of that, James, is that you can't have the president and the vice president from the same state. So the question at that point would be, okay, Trump would have to register to vote in, say, New Jersey or New York or wherever. That would be the workaround there. But then again, you know, the other issue is, okay, well, you know, does Trump already has Florida wrapped up? So is Donald's going to help him there, or, you know, in other states? So,
well, what I like about Donald is he's so intelligent and such a sincere conservative. But I believe he would help with the black vote, and I believe he would help carry other votes. But I really don't. I believe choosing anybody besides a black person for VP would be an absolute mistake.
That's interesting. James, I'm curious to hear from others out there, and I've heard other people sharing your thought that if we're going to make the effort to reach out to the black community, there needs to be somebody from that community on the ticket. And the good thing here is that there are some very well-qualified people, from Ben Carson, Byron Donalds, Tim Scott. Some people even saying Condoleezza Rice, believe it or not. All right, got to take a break here. 901-260-5926. All right, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us on the show. Again, tomorrow, big debate night. We're going to have wall-to-wall coverage. It's going to be a lot of fun. Of course, you'll also be able to watch my debate preview show coming up on Newsmax TV. By the way, have you gotten NewsmaxPlus.com yet? You need to download the Newsmax app. You're going to have access to all the major Newsmax TV shows, including mine, which I think is the most important show. You can watch at 5 o'clock Eastern on Newsmax 2. In the meantime, you'll also be able to get Greta Van Susteren, Chris Salcedo, all sorts of great programming, as well as every single Trump event broadcast live exclusively on Newsmax. So you can sign up today. You can start with a free trial. Will not cost you a single penny. Just go to NewsmaxPlus.com to register. That's NewsmaxPlus.com. Well, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Say hello to our good friend from Liberty University. He is the Vice Provost for Engagement and PR, our good buddy, former Congressman Dave Brett. Dave, hope you're doing good.
Hey, doing good, Todd. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Real quick, before we get into talking about what's on the cookout menu this coming 4th of July, I'm curious, what's your take on the debate tomorrow night? What are you expecting to see happen?
Yeah, all political views are always just my own. But on the political front, I mean, Trump's going to come out roaring. I mean, I don't really even think it'll be a contest in a certain way, except he's going to be fighting an uphill battle, right? He's got two moderators that have already called him on paper every name in the book, seriously. And so they're going to try and trip him up in a word salad, and then he's going to have to steer his way out of that in the first part of his, you know, answers, and then get to his strong points. So he's going to have, you know, mountains to climb, and then I'm sure there's going to be softballs thrown in the other direction. And so that's roughly what I speak, but on the issues, right? His big three themes are the 80% you know, issues in the polls right now. The border invasion is an 80%. We got African-American brothers and sisters, Hispanic, blue collars, all coming toward a more populist realignment in politics, not the old Republican thing necessarily. And then the out of control spending, the $2 trillion deficits every year, that's tied to the deep state, the administrative state, and all this lawfare that's going on. And then the endless wars, right? We're now engaged in four wars. 4 years ago, we had none. So, you know, the big data points, I think President Trump's got a huge headwind there. But he's, you know, he's got to fight the some of the entrenched, established institutional actors.
And of course, at this hour, Dave, something rather interesting and unique is happening in Atlanta in advance of the debate. You have a lot of black surrogates for Team Trump are hosting a Black American Business Leaders Roundtable at a barber shop in Atlanta. Byron Donalds, Congressman Wesley Hunt, Dr. Ben Carson, along with a number of black business owners. How important are these kinds of things, sort of thinking outside of the box?
Well, they're just huge. In the old days, the pollsters would tell you if we could pick up 5 or 10% of the minority vote, it was called back then, you'd win. Now there's a realignment, right? It's kind of populist, and it's a fight for the middle class, and it's kind of the middle class are getting sick of the globalists. And the globalists are so many forces, you know, it's the ranges from George Soros to the Chinese to the military industrial complex to the university thought system around the world to the big banks, Wall Street, all that. Right. And so the American people are starting to get educated on this. And so, you know, it used to be kind of a minority vote thing. I don't think that's the right term anymore. I think it's just the pro-America common sense. They want to have a family. There's a good book by a guy named Reno called Return of the Strong Gods. Mm. And his thesis is that after World War II, the left and the globalists got sick of metaphysics and religion and Plato and philosophy and all the higher ideals that make us human and tried to reduce us to materialist, you know, automatons. And in that process, if you get rid of metaphysics and higher ideas, like in religion, 7 billion people on the planet out of 8 billion are religious. You get rid of the loves as well. Everything you love, right? And that's the return of the strong gods, is the return of the desire for God that unites all of us, created in his image, the desire to love your nation, the desire to love truth that's been at the heart of the Judeo-Christian West and academia for 2,000 years. Back to the Jewish rabbis, and then love your family. And all of those have been degraded and torn apart for the last 40 or 50 years. And the American people are finally seeing, right? It's finally affecting them. Before, a lot of this was theoretical in academia. But now it's affecting the pocketbook, the jobs, the border invasion, the crime in your localities. And so, yeah, it's a great thing. I'm glad the black community in Atlanta, pro-business, pro-entrepreneurship, I'm all for it, A+.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, Dave Brandt, Vice Provost over at Liberty University. Liberty.edu is the great website there, folks, liberty.edu. Dave, we've been analyzing the cost of an Independence Day cookout. Are you a big griller? Are you the master of the grill in the Brandt household?
Yeah, I'm the master. I throw a ribeye and start it on fire for 5 minutes, and I'm done. That's my expertise, but it's good.
So better than Chuck E. Schumer, then. So at least you're not putting yeah. cheese on raw hamburger meat.
No.
So it's amazing looking at this this analysis that not only is it going to cost you an arm and a leg to grill burgers at home, but you know you yeah. can't even go out to eat. I mean, it's almost worse going out to yeah. restaurants because of what? Bidenflation.
Yeah, no, well, that's right. You go out and you spend arm and leg, and some of the service you're getting these days isn't that great either. But the food inflation is up, you know, over the past few years, 30% at a minimum. People know that, right? And then the housing and in Cairo, inflation is up. They said 9%. That Larry Summers at Harvard, a liberal, said 18%. And so now it's like we just got done saying, people are actually seeing it and feeling it in the pocketbook. Tons of small restaurants are going out of business, right? L.A., California has a $20 minimum wage on top of all that, plus tips and all that. And so this is the result of the Bidenomics, right? And this is the result of just growing socialism. One stat most people won't believe, the United States government sector is actually bigger than China's government sector now. The Chinese government is 14% of their economy, 14% of GDP. The United States is 18% of GDP. And they're a totalitarian communist wow. surveillance state with only 14%. And so imagine what we can do when our three-letter agencies get clever with 18%. Wow. Mm. Upward potential for socialism, communism, and what comes after that, even worse.
Mm. All right, Dave Brandt, we're going to have to leave it there. Always appreciate your great analysis, and we certainly appreciate the great work that's happening at Liberty University.
Love your show, Todd. Keep the Southern rock and roll going.
Hey, that's what it's all about, Southern rock. I love it. All right, Congressman Dave Brandt, everybody, on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. To that point, Hooters, did you hear about this? Hooters announcing that they're shutting down dozens of locations all over America. So now the scantily clad waitresses are going to have to find gainful employment elsewhere. Dieter, I'm curious. You ever been to one of the Hooters? Have you been to the Hooters restaurant?
Todd, I'm a good Christian boy.
So the answer is yes. So.
No, the answer is no. My dad listens to your program.
Oh, so you've never been. All right. Well, good.
Have you, Todd?
For missionary purposes only, for sharing the gospel, yes.
Did you take those chick tracks?
The chick tracks. I'm not going to do that. Somebody said, I love Hooters. They have great chicken breast, and the wings are delicious, too.
Todd.
I said somebody, not me. I'm just saying.
The last time I went to Hooters, and it was outside of the Hooters, there was a mass shooting in downtown Memphis, so I steer clear.
Oh, geez, hello.
Yeah.
So Hooters going out of business. I think they had a McDonald's, 30 years old, in San Francisco, shutting down because of the $20 minimum wage. And then here in Memphis, Tennessee, the restaurant industry here, Dieter, has been devastated. And we got horrible news yesterday that one of the best steakhouses in Memphis, Buckley's Grill, is shutting down.
Mm-hmm. Citing crime. Crime is the killer.
Citing crime. He said, what is it? Crime killed their business of 30 years.
30 years operated. They said people are not going out in the evening anymore. And it's perplexing every city leader here in Memphis, Todd. They don't understand why people aren't going out anymore.
No, they say, oh, well, it's perfectly safe. No, it's not. Even with Kevlar and you're in a tank, it's not safe.
I mean, the mayor went to a steakhouse right around the corner from us, and he was the victim of his city's crime problem.
His security team got
they beat him up or tried.
That's terrible. That's terrible. By the way, Noah, we got a note here from our affiliate in Pascagoula, Mississippi. That's where the squirrel went berserk. Noah Brett says, Todd, you're a Twin Peaks man, aren't you? Thank you, Noah. All right, got to take a break here. Then we're going right to the phones. We have Jerry in Daytona Beach. Hang tight, Jerry. We're going to get to your call and others. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. So this roundtable, this Black Business Leaders Roundtable, right now underway in this barber shop in Atlanta in Buckhead. And it's pretty remarkable. You got Byron Donalds, you got Dr. Ben Carson, some guy in overalls, and they're sitting in the barber chairs, just having a good old time, talking about the big issues of the day. And I love to see this because when you look especially at small business owners, and the guy who owns this barbershop is indeed a small business owner, when it comes to small businesses, only one political party is actually standing up for the small business owner, and that's the Republican Party. So, and the history and the tradition, and if you spend any time in the black community, you know that the barbershop is a gathering place. And it's where men get together and men can talk about, you know, men stuff. And that's what's happening there in Atlanta this afternoon. Good for President Trump. All right, let's go to the phones. Jerry, Daytona Beach, Florida. Hi, Jerry. What's on your mind?
Hey, great show. Just commenting on from one part of the last segment there a little bit. I think Trump will be fine. It's going to be a lying fest by Biden, because over the weekend, I mean, I seen Chris Coons talking to Shannon Bream, and the deal is that one of their points is how he's lowered crime by 46%. And that's why I called in. I wish Shannon wasn't so respectable and a Southern lady, because quoting Don Imus back in the 80s, she should have called him a lion weasel. And that's what Mr. Imus would do back in the 80s, is when someone is feeding him that crap, he would just say you're nothing but a lying weasel, because Chris Coons spent the crimes down 46%. So I'm sure Biden's going to try to peddle that. The other thing, a point, and then I'll listen to some of the stuff, is that I'm amazed that the district attorneys on a lot of these murders are bragging about the fact that they have either a $5 million bail or a $10 million bail. There should be no bail. And if people don't believe in what lawfare is, I found it amazing a long time ago, it seems, that Paul Manafort, who was a little bit slimy in some of his business dealings, and that's the way it goes, was no bail in solitary confinement, and he definitely wasn't a flight risk.
Jerry, I have a little bit of knowledge about the bail issue. Being here in Memphis, we have a George Soros DA here, a guy by the name of Steve Mulroy. And this guy is bad news. He's pro-criminal, and the judicial commissioners that set bail here are all pro-criminal, and they're letting these people out without even, in some cases, without even bond. And Ben Dieter, I want to bring you into the conversation here. There was a horrible story a couple of months back. There was a white gentleman. He was known as Red the Watermelon Man, and he sold watermelons from the back of his pickup truck. Had a couple of black thugs show up, teenage thugs, and they shot and killed Red. And my understanding, Dieter, is that they arrested the teenagers, right?
That's right. It was one specifically. He was a juvenile, and he actually shockingly confessed to the murder before he even went to trial. He said, I shot this guy. So after he confessed to that, they gave him a $100,000 bond, meaning he would have to put up $10,000, which someone helped him do. And shocker, he's gone. He's on the run.
So, Jerry, he's supposed to be back in court and never showed back up, and they can't find the kid.
Ted Cruz is correct. He goes, these should be the people that die in Florida. I mean, die in Texas for the crime that they committed against the 13-year-old girl after they're found guilty, which I'm quite sure that they will be, since one's confessed to watching the other one kill the young girl. And so,
don't matter, Jerry. And that's the problem. Those lives don't matter to the Biden administration. The life of Red the Watermelon Man, it doesn't matter to these people. Jerry, we got to run. I appreciate your call. So, Dieter, you're telling me, hold on. So the kid confessed to killing Red the Watermelon Man, and they still let the guy out?
Yes. The sons of Red the Watermelon Man were on KWAM just a little while ago, and they're devastated. So they obviously received the initial news that their father was brutally killed. I mean, this guy is beloved in Memphis. All he does is sell these watermelons to people on the street. And then the second gut punch was then to find out that the kid is now back out of jail, and they can't find the guy. He's gone.
And may I just say, and I'm not painting with a broad brush, I am specifically referring to black elected leaders here in Memphis. They don't care about their white constituents at all. You folks are second-class citizens. Is that fair? Am I being fair or unfair?
Well, I think
assessment?
Here's what here's what I'll say. I think you're 100% being accurate. If this was a white 17-year-old that pulled a gun on a black street vendor and shot that black street vendor, can you imagine what the outcry and the backlash would look like?
There was a lot of racist language at last night's city council meeting directed at whites, and specifically they say that the white people need to pay their fair share. They're calling them the pink elephant in the room. That was one of the phrases that they used. And I think people need to understand this is going to happen. You know, this could very well happen in your community if you have radical black progressives elected to office. You as a white person, you as an Asian American, you as an Hispanic, you don't matter anymore. You've got to fork over your tax money and screw you. I mean, that's what they said at the Memphis City Council meeting yesterday. And now you've got some guy that's on the run who shot and killed a beloved watermelon guy. Red the Watermelon Man. Unbelievable. Where is justice there? Anyway, hang tight. Hour three of the big show coming up. Your calls as well. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Stern Show.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's right. I love this American ride.
Well, this is pretty exciting. The Robertson family, the first family of America, our friends who we came to know through the great TV show Duck Dynasty. And they have been regulars on this program for years. They are hosting a huge event coming up on June 30th. It's the annual Faith, Family, and Freedom event, and we're going to talk more about that in just a moment. But first of all, welcome to the Todd Stearns radio program. Great to have you with us today. And I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line and say hello to Jep and Jessica Robertson. Guys, hope y'all are doing well today.
Thank you. We are. Thanks for having us.
Well, yep, good to be here.
Well, let's talk about the Faith, Family, and Freedom event. Where are you guys doing the big event?
So it is at Jason Missy's. They have like the bed and breakfast Airbnb and here in Monroe, Louisiana, Logtown Estates. It's going to be this Sunday, June 30th. To actually open up to the public. It's free. And last year we had, hundreds of people come, hundreds. And we didn't know what to expect. This year we expect in the thousands.
Wow.
It's going to be an event. We're going to have a story time with Brave Books, where Jep and I are debuting our new children's book, Dear Valor. And then we are going to do Bible classes. I think it's like every 30 minutes. We're actually going to have a Bible trivia with Uncle Si. We'll have food trucks and snow cone stand. It'll be lots of fun.
Oh, this is good. I want to get to the book in just a moment here. So you mentioned Uncle Si is going to be there. So a lot of the family will be there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my dad will be there. It's a really cool event. It's just something we've always gotten together for July the 4th as a family. And then my brother Jace was like, hey, let's just do something and just invite everybody. And at first we were like, but it was like Field of Dreams, because where this place is kind of out in the middle of nowhere, like right on the river.
Yeah.
And it was just headlights just kept coming. We were like, oh, dang, like a lot of people showed up here.
Wow.
Not from all over the U.S. It was really incredible to meet some people. Like, I think Jep met somebody from Australia.
Yeah, they were from Australia. And I was like, well, how did y'all find out about this? They're like, well, we're actually farmers, and we're on this farming program in Mississippi, and we just saw y'all were doing this, so we decided to stop by. I was like, well, good to see you, mate.
So I'm just glad. I'm glad to know there are food trucks. I just had this image of poor Miss Kay having to cook food for all that crowd. That's a lot of people to cook for.
She's gotten a little older now. She can't cook for quite as many as she used to cook.
So this is exciting. So it's June 30th. Is there a website if people want to get more information? Where should they go?
So you can go actually to bravebooks.com, and they have all the information on the event. We're going to have praise and worship music. We'll have lots of big fireworks show. But yes, if they go to bravebooks.com, they can find out all the information on that and the new book.
Well, this is exciting. And let's talk about this new book. It's called Dear Valor, and it's put up by our great friends over at bravebooks.us. Tell us about the new storybook.
So, yeah, we partner with Brave, and it is a little sweet story about adoption. It teaches children about adoption. The story is about Valor, who is a tiger. He's adopted by lion parents, Fiona and Arthur. And it really just tells a sweet story of unconditional love from a family. He obviously looks different than his parents. And so those questions are asked, and we've dealt with that. We have 5 kids. Our youngest is adopted. We adopted him when he was a couple of days old. And obviously we've had those discussions with him. And it's just like, it's just a beautiful story about the unconditional love and of all family. And I feel like a lot of people, most people either know somebody who is adopted or has a child that's adopted. And so it's a really relatable story of wanting to feel included and just some of the trials you go through with adoption.
Well, I think this is so fun. And again, the book is so beautifully done. And folks, you can get a copy at bravebooks.us. That's bravebooks.us. It's called Dear Valor. And, of course, Jeff and Jessica, you guys, on top of doing all of this other stuff, you guys are the host of the brand-new show, Duck Family Treasure.
Yep, we've enjoyed it. It was funny because my brother, when he got this place, actually, where we're doing the event, there was an older guy, Murray, who's on the show, and it's my dad's friend. He's my dad's age. He's almost 80, and he said, Jace, we need to go out there and metal detect. And Jace was like, metal detect? You know, that's for old men at the beach. You know, I don't know about that. And but he got into it. And then he called me. He was like, man, I found these silver coins from the 1800s. I was like, really? So he got me into it. And we were just doing it for fun. And then, you know, somebody contacted us like, would y'all like to do a show about this? And we're like, well, okay, we'll do that. And we've actually really enjoyed it. We've gone all over the U.S. and found some cool stuff, meteorites and all kind of stuff.
Is that right? So these are like just treasures in some of the weirdest places.
That's right. We just kind of go. We've been spent a lot of time in the Northeast, kind of where the real old history is, but a lot of stuff in Louisiana. I mean, we've done a lot of different things, not just metal detecting. We've magnet fished in rivers, and we've done all kind of stuff, and it's just a fun hobby. And it's just like, we were like, hey, why don't we just document this? So yeah, it's cool.
I was reading a story just the other day. There was some lady, I think it was in Washington, D.C., and she's at one of these thrift stores, and she sees this little vase, and she buys it, I think, for like $4, and it turns out to be a 1,200-year-old Mayan vase from this ancient civilization. So you never know. To your point, you never know what you're going to find out there.
For sure, yeah. I'm big into antiquing. I've been doing it since I was young, and I have found some pretty valuable stuff. I bought actually a beautiful bowl, and I didn't know what it was. I just knew it was really heavy, and I was like, and the guy was like, you can have it for $5. I grabbed it, took it home, drove home, looked on the bottom of it. It was from France.
No, it was made in England in like the 1800s. We looked it up and it was like, oh, this is
$1,600. It's worth $1,600.
What? Holy cow. Yeah. That's amazing. Amazing. All right, folks. Yeah. Again, it's going to be so exciting, and it is worth the drive to head over to Monroe, Louisiana, this coming Sunday, the 2024 Faith Family Freedom Celebration. And it's at Logtown Estate. And, of course, also have to get the book, and you can go to Brave Books as well, bravebooks.us, to get a copy of Dear Valor. Well, guys, thank y'all for coming on the show today.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
All right. There you go, folks. The Robertson family back at it again. Jeff and Jessica Robertson, of course, host of that really fun new show. And they have the brand new book out called Dear Valor. All right. Got to take a break here. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, let's get to the phones here. Stanley in Kittery, Maine. Hi, Stanley. What's on your mind today?
Hello, Todd. Thank you. Hey, listen, you know, this this thing we have going on with porous borders, which are practically erased, the type of people that are coming over, and I've been watching them very closely, that most of them are fighting age. You know, and Obama started this way back when he ran, I think it was 2009. He ran for the presidency, and one of the first things he was talking about was changing the complexion of our country, and coming out with things like, oh, slavery's in our DNA and all this crap. And you know, and there's no mention of the fact that the people of this country, our citizens, swallowed some of this stuff, and a lot of them are, he received a whole lot of white vote that got him into office. And because he's half black and half white, well, he never sees the half white. All he sees is the half black, and he was educated to be a communist as a young man. So we're going in a direction whereas we are slowly being defeated from within. And this, of course, is being orchestrated by Biden and his crony communists that surrounds him. And they're also corrupting the entire complex of people like Israel and so forth and so on. And they're getting more and more bold. That poor Israel, I feel sorry for them. And so we're going to lose what we have, America, if we're not careful, because everybody he gets in, he wants to make them, and he's making them citizens that can vote. And if we don't stop that and preserve the integrity of our voting machine, so-called, go back to the one ballot, one man, you sign it, put it in the box, and lock it up. One man, one vote, and being able to identify yourself as who you are. But these people coming in, they don't care about America. They're not been assimilated. They're not going to be assimilated, and they're going to continue going to be running rampant. Crime is going to rise and rise and rise. And some of the cities this summer, I hate to make a prediction like this, but this summer we're going to see things happen in the major cities that we have never thought we'd ever would see. And we've come far enough to stop them.
Oh, sure.
They put down the cops, right? Who are right now are the frontline bulwark of our country, and they're leaving in droves because they can't defend themselves, and they have all these laws being turned against us with the liberal courage in the state.
All right. Well, Stanley, let me jump in here. Grab a breath for a second. Look, I think you raise a lot of good points here, and the reality is that the reason why the Democrats refuse to secure that border is because they want culture change in this country, and that's what they're getting. When you bring that many people into the country, and this is an unregulated invasion of the country, this is not some sort of well-regulated, you know, immigration policy here. This is a free-for-all. And they want these illegals to overwhelm our system and literally change the fabric of our country. That's what's really going on here. Stanley, thank you very much for the call. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. We have some audio that just came in from the Trump Roundtable discussion over at the barbershop. They're at Rocky's Barbershop in Buckhead. And they're all sitting around in barbershop chairs. You got Byron Donalds. You got Dr. Ben Carson, Congressman Wesley Hunt. Let's take a listen.
All right, everybody, you're on with the president.
Hello, Mr. President.
Hey, Mr. Sir. President.
Hello, everybody. It's great to be with you. I hope I'm being well represented. I have a feeling I am. I know them very well. So I hope so.
No, you are, sir. But a question came up about regulations. And so what's your view of what we need to do with regulations when you come back into office?
Well, as you know, I cut taxes and regulations more than any other president. We had the biggest tax cut, and bigger even than the Reagan tax cuts. And I also cut regulations far more than any other president. And they have put a lot of them back already. We will get them cut so fast. And, you know, it's very interesting when I went to business leaders and said, which was more important, these big tax cuts or these big regulation cuts? Almost every one of them said regulation cuts, and it made a big difference to their businesses, small businesses and big businesses. Great question.
Awesome. Anybody else got a question for the president?
I mean, I want to tell him that black folk will vote for him if he get gas under a dollar.
All right, so Mr. President, the statement, I'm not going to call it a question, the statement is black folks are voting for you if you get gas under a dollar.
Oh, well, I tell you, I got it pretty close. We had it for a little while. You know, we talk about $1.87, and now it's on its way up, as you see. You see what's going on. I'm seeing $4. I'm seeing $4.50, depending on where you buy. But we actually had it to $1.87, and we had it to $1.52 at one point, you know, different points. But we had the gasoline as low as it's been in a long time. So I don't know if I can guarantee a dollar, but we're going to get it as low as we can. And that's a big spur for the economy. The lower you get it, that's a big, big spur for the economy.
Hey, Mr. President, it's Wesley Hunt here. How you doing, sir?
Hi, Wesley.
I got a question for you. You've been talking a lot about no tax on tips. If you could kind of talk about that and what impact that would have, not just on the black community, but on everyone. I think it's a winner for all of us, and it's your idea. So if you could kind of talk about that, it'd be great, sir.
So about a month ago, I was at my building in Las Vegas having dinner with some big people, business people that were, you know, planning some big developments and things. And the waitress came over and said, "How you doing? How you doing?" And she said, "Oh, the government is after me all the time for my tax on tips." I said, "Really? They do that?" He said, "Yeah, Biden just made the regulations much tougher. And it's very tough nowadays, tax on tips." And I said, how would you like to be no tax on tips? Because first of all, it's very hard, you know, it's a very hard thing to control from the government standpoint. But the people are very unhappy about what's happening, especially the new regulations. And anyway, I just came up with the concept of no tax on tips. Let the people earn what they earn. And it has been so popular beyond anything. I've never seen anything like it. So we have no tax on tips. Vote for Trump, no tax on tips.
All right. There you go. Just a little bit of the flavor there from the Atlanta barbershop, Rocky's barbershop. And you gotta hand it to the administration, the Trump team. They're really going out of their way to reach out to the black community. My question, is it working? And I know this question probably more so for our Memphis audience, where we have so many black conservatives and many are just afraid to speak out publicly because of the blowback from these radical progressives who control the city. So I am curious, if this is making, are you a person who is minority? Is this making a difference, making an impact? President Trump being intentional about visiting the black community and going to at least phoning into the barbershop today. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. And we're going to be taking your calls on that. Also coming up, Senator Rick Scott will be here in just a little while. And then later tonight, Tractor Supply, which is really a revered company in the southern states, and I have to imagine in the Midwest as well, coming under fire for going full-blown woke. I mean, they're embracing the whole DEI, the Rainbow Flag Coalition, that whole nonsense. We're going to be talking to Robbie Starbuck this evening, 5 o'clock Eastern, on my Newsmax TV show. So you're going to want to watch that coming up at 5 o'clock Eastern. So look, you might have heard about Mike Lindell and MyPillow. They have been completely removed now from the big box stores. Not even the shopping channels are featuring MyPillow products. They have been victims of this cancel culture mob. So that being said, Mike did something pretty smart. He just eliminated the middleman and is now going directly to you to talk about this $25 extravaganza. You know, when Mike started MyPillow, he only had one product, the pillow, but now they have hundreds of other products. And all of our listeners, you're going to be able to go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. And you'll be able to check out all of the $25 extravaganza products, from the pillows to the towels to the MyPillow sandals. You guessed it, all just $25. So go to MyPillow.com/Todd, or Starnes rather, and call them 1-800-839-8506. Use promo code Starnes. All right, folks, debate preview tonight, 5 o'clock Eastern on the Todd Stern Show on Newsmax TV. So be sure to watch tonight. We'll have a full lineup. I want to go right now, though, to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Say hello to Senator Rick Scott out of Florida. Senator, hope you're doing good today.
I am good. It's raining in Miami. So, but it's a beautiful day. Always great in Florida.
Senator, I want to start our launching point here is the debate, but I want to get to your the new Protecting IVF ad in just a moment. But what are you expecting tomorrow, and what do you want to see happen during the tomorrow night's presidential debate?
You know, what I hope is they talk about the issues. You know, Biden has to defend why he opened our border. Trump can talk about how he secured it. Biden can explain why he caused all this inflation. Trump can explain why it didn't happen when he was president and how he's going to make sure it stops when he gets here. Biden can defend why, you know, he's caused, you know, all this political unrest all over the world with his foreign policy. Trump can talk about, you know, what he did to keep the world safe. So what I hope is it's a real conversation about the things that are important to Americans, the border, inflation, our foreign policy. So I hope that's what it's about.
I mean, especially with the news of the Islamic radicals that have been captured in the country, and there are still more, I think upwards of 50 or so still on the loose. So many people in Congress saying it's not a matter of if, but when we have a terrorist attack on American soil. We had one of our pundits on earlier saying the top five issues of the debate tomorrow night ought to be border.
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense. I don't understand why Biden and Democrats don't care that 76,000 Americans are dying of fentanyl overdose. They don't care that the director of the FBI is saying that we have terror cells all across our country because we have an open border. I mean, I don't get it. It just doesn't make any sense to me why they want criminals to come into our country and terrorists, and you have young girls like Lake and Riley murdered, and it's like they don't care. It doesn't make any sense to me. I hope they talk a lot about it.
Senator, do you when you look at tomorrow night and what Biden he has been squirreled away at Camp David for it'll be a total of 7 days, 16 debate coaches. We're being told that he's actually being coached on how to stand for at least 90 minutes on stage. Do you think Biden is going to be the guy? I mean, the Biden-Harris ticket will ultimately be the ticket that you guys are going up against in the fall.
Well, it seems like it'd be hard to change him out now, but he's clearly failed. He clearly looks very weak. His approval ratings are very low. So it sure seems like it'd be smart for the Democrats to do it. I just don't see how they're going to do it, because if they do it, who are they going to pick? They're not going to make anybody happy. So I don't know what they're going to do, but it doesn't really matter, because every Democrat believes the same way. Open borders. They don't care about inflation. Spend money until it's going until you can't afford it. They all support this crazy foreign policy that Biden has. So I don't know what would change if they pick somebody. They would look different, but have the exact same views.
Senator Rick Scott from Florida is on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today. You see, I think I see Hillary starting to lurk around again, Senator. She's got the new book coming out in September. She's had the whatever kind of a makeover had. I get Biden, but what about Kamala? I mean, maybe Hillary's aiming for that VP spot.
Man, wouldn't that be something if they brought Hillary back? I mean, she is so disliked in this country. I just can't imagine there'd be any energy for her, but there's no energy for Biden or Harris and anybody else they come up with. It's the exact same policies. So I just don't see how they're going to, who knows what's going to happen. It's election, but everything I see, there's no energy on the Democrat side, and there's a lot of energy behind Trump.
Mm. All right, let's talk about this new Protecting IVF ad that's out there. Man, the Democrats are just coming out after you. The Florida Democratic Party releasing a lot of hate statements about you. So let's get
that's
right
a
to
shock.
It. I know,
never
right?
Never done that before, have they?
Exactly. So let's talk about your position on IVF.
Well, it's real simple. I have a daughter going through IVF right now. It's tough. It's really hard on women. You really feel sorry for people who are going through it. It's a way for families to have children that can't have them any other way.
I hope in my case, my daughter, it's successful. I'd love to get another grandchild. And so, but the Democrats are lying. They want to say, oh, you know, contraception's at risk or IVF's at risk. And so they're just going to go out and lie. So I'm going to be clear. I support, you know, contraception. I support IVF. My daughter's going through IVF. And if anybody ever wants to outlaw it, I'm going to fight against it. But right now, it's legal in every state. It's just fear-mongering by the Democrats. They can't talk about the border. They can't talk about inflation. They can't talk about foreign policy. So they're going to say, oh, the election has to be about IVF or contraception or something.
No, I'm with you on this. I mean, your positions have been very clear, and the Democrats are just looking for something. They're trying to make this election cycle be a referendum on abortion. I think this is going to end very poorly for the Democrat senator, especially when the number one issue, if you go out and ask voters, is going to be what's happening with their bank account at the grocery store, you know, at the supermarket. People are just really fed up with Bidenflation.
They're fed up. I mean, they know the country's heading in the wrong direction. And the Democrats can't defend their position on abortion. They want abortion up to the moment of birth. That means you crush a baby's skull right before it'd be born healthy. They've all supported getting rid of a baby by letting it cry itself to death after it was born healthy. So the Democrats even can't win on abortion. They just lie about it. But I think the election's going to be about the border. It's going to be about inflation. It's going to be about foreign policy.
All right. You're going to be watching the debate tomorrow night?
Absolutely. I bet it's well watched, and I just hope they're talking about the issues.
Yeah, I think they will. I'm excited and encouraged with President Trump's debate prep, and I know a lot of folks have been telling him tone and tenor, but it's going to be 3-1. I think Trump comes out the victor tomorrow night.
I do too.
All right, Senator, so, always good hearing from you. Thank you again.
See you, Todd. Bye-bye.
All right, Senator Rick Scott from Florida, everybody. So there you go. All right, 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Let's take a break. We'll get back to your calls coming up. All right, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us today. Let's go to the phone lines, New Orleans, Miss Janice. Hi, Miss Janice. How are you today?
Hello, Todd. Listen, before I tell you what I called about, I wanted to ask you something real quick here. I can't really understand when Robin calls and you say her last name. Is it Hoffman? Hoffman? I don't know.
Hoffman.
I don't quite understand.
Yeah, yeah,
is it H-O-F-F?
I think so. Yeah, we can. We'll check anyway. Yeah, we'll check. We'll let you know
with the call screen. Yeah, because I can't find her anymore. I used to be able to find her on Facebook. I can't anymore. Anyway, tomorrow night, what I would like to see happen, I want Trump to be very nice and stay kind of calm and everything. But yet, when he has the opportunity to speak, say something that's going to twist Biden. So when they cut Trump's mic off and Biden gets to respond, he mumbles and fumbles because he'll be angry over what Trump said, and it'll show him for what he really, really is tomorrow night on national television, and that's what I want to see.
All right. Well, I mean, I think Trump can do it, and you know how Trump is. He'll go in with a plan, and the guy's very TV savvy. I think he knows the last time he did the big debate, it didn't turn out as well as he had wanted it to. So I think we're going to see a new and improved Donald Trump tomorrow night.
I'll tell you, Todd, the top for voting, I know you talked to a lady earlier. She was acting like she wasn't going to vote for Trump, you know, or something. But here's the thing. We need, you know what the number one focus should be right now? It's not gas prices or even groceries. It's that border, because people are being killed every day and raped. And let me tell you something, listeners. These people are going all over this country. Lord forbid, but it could even be you or one of your loved ones. So that border is the major issue we have people with terrorist ties coming in. We have Chinese coming in that mean us harm. And one of these days, you know, it's not going to be good. We could have another terrorist attack. People are getting killed each day by drunk drivers, children being raped and everything, by people that are not supposed to be here. So that is my number one thing, that border. It affects all of us.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, Miss Janice, and I hear you. But I still think that at the end of the day, the most important issue is going to be the economy. And I think that people see that, they feel it. Maybe they can't see, or you know, maybe the crime at the border and these illegals, it hasn't hit their community or it hasn't hurt them personally. But that being said, there are many other people out there that feel just like you do, Miss Janice, that the most pressing problem is a matter of national security. And it's our open border. So, all right. Miss Janice, always good hearing from you. And thanks for calling in. Glad you're doing well. Let's go to Jackson, Tennessee. Rad is listening to us on WTJS. Hi, Rad. What's on your mind?
Well, Todd, hey, I understand there's going to be some stools made available so they can rest, right? When Trump comes on stage, the first thing I'll do is take the stool and move it away. And just we know he has the energy. Stand all night long.
He sure does.
Never take a seat, because you know Biden will have to sit periodically. He'll have to take a seat. And as soon as Biden wants to explain how he has done such a great job securing the border, Trump's reply should be subtle. How about you tell that to the families of all the people who have been raped and murdered and killed in this country? That's simple. No more discussion. You just explain to them how you've kept the border safe, because you haven't. And I hope he just keeps it plain. And it's hard to say this for Trump, but less talking. Let Biden do all the talking, because the more he runs that mouth, the more he's going to stick his foot in it. You know, the way it's going to be.
All right, Rad, good advice. And I thank you for calling in. Thank you for listening. And, yeah, you know, for some reason, my understanding is they've got to stand for 90 minutes. Are there going to be stools? I'll go back and look at the debate rules. But I will say this. The networks are really upset at CNN, because CNN is demanding that people call it the CNN presidential debate. And if you don't do that, then they will not let you carry the debate. So now this is different than the previous Commission on Presidential Debates. Now, that's the group that normally sponsors the debates. They have their own rules. The White House Correspondents Association writing to CNN requesting the network allow their representatives to sit in the studio during the debate. But the network denied that request. They said it was because of security concerns and space concerns. The network is allowing a limited number of still photographers into the debate room. Meanwhile, 800 others will be watching a feed in a building across the street from the main studio. In other words, you may as well just stay home and cover the debate from your living room. The concern among the other networks is that something could happen in the debate room that only CNN journalists would witness. The debate does not have a live audience. Microphones of other candidates will be muted when one person is speaking. That could mean rival journalists could miss a gesture, and that's a very possible thing. I'm curious, are you going to be watching the debate tomorrow night? 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Let's go to Rich in Gainesville, Georgia. Hi, Rich. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Todd. Good talking to you. I think it's my fourth time I've called in. So let's look at what the Democrats are standing behind. The biggest issue that they think offensively to the Republicans is abortion. Okay? So let's really dig down to the real dark secret about abortion. It's not about women's rights. You know, the Democrats don't care about your women's rights. They care about your vote. But what abortion is really about, nobody likes to talk about it. It's harvesting organs and stem cells. There's a lot of dirty money that's passing hands behind the scenes. And that's really what is going on. I was in the medical field for a long time, and I couldn't say anything, but I do know that's what this is about, and that's what people aren't looking at and seeing. And it's a real heinous thing to kill a child before they're born in the way they do it. And if you watch that in videos like I have, you would never want to see that again. So I just want to make people aware of the real reason behind abortion. It's not women's rights.
All right. Well, Rich, appreciate that call and appreciate that insight. And thank you for listening today. I mean, look, it's they're going to try to make that an issue. I just don't think it's I don't think that's going to move the needle. People are really hurting. Businesses are shutting down. Folks can't afford to buy groceries. So I'm going through the list here of the debate rules and regulations to see if, in fact, there is going to be a stool on the stage. There will be two commercial breaks, no props, and microphones will be muted except when people are recognized to speak. Where's the fun in that? CNN said both candidates will appear at a uniform podium during the 90-minute debate. Podium positions will be determined by a coin flip. The candidates are going to be given a pen, a pad of paper, and a bottle of water, but they cannot use props. So this says nothing about any stool, so it may be where they have to stand. We do know that part of Biden's campaign prep has been standing up for 90 minutes. So we'll keep you updated on all of that. Biden and Trump, this is from The Guardian. Biden and Trump, the two oldest candidates ever to run for U.S. president, will be seeking the support of a large swath of undecided voters. And tomorrow we're going to be talking about this. What exactly does Trump need to do to reach out to those undecided voters? I don't think it's that large of a group. I think everybody's already made up their minds. I really do. At this point, you're either voting for Trump or you're voting for Biden. A new Reuters Ipsos poll shows that Biden continues to lose support among voters without college degrees, also among black people, Hispanic women, young voters, and suburban moms. Oh, geez. It's bad for the Democrats, right? I'm just telling you, it is bad for the Democrats. So we'll keep you updated. Robin Poffman will be there, boots on the ground, and she'll be giving some blow-by-blow reports, and we will have full analysis on Friday as we broadcast the show from KXEL in Waterloo. And by the way, all of our Iowa folks, or if you want to come to Iowa, we're going to have a good old time this weekend. A lot of pork, a lot of corn, a lot of, I don't know, milkshakes. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we'd love for you to be out there at Iowa Fest. KXEL.com is the website. That's KXEL.com. All right, folks, we've got to scoot out of here. It has been a great show. Great calls today. Head over to the website, ToddStearns.com. Check out all of our great stories. And tonight, 5 o'clock Eastern, be sure to tune in to Newsmax for the Todd Stearns Show. All right, folks, have a great one. You be good, America.